This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
This is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. This week, we're continuing our series on the light of Jesus Christ and how it heals our body and our soul. Today, I'm going to show you how when we speak, His light is released out of our mouth from our spirit man through our words. Then that light brings healing and deliverance to ourselves and to other people. Job 22 says that when we decree a thing, it is established and the light shines upon our ways. When I do meetings, the Holy Spirit will give me words of knowledge. When I decree them, they are established in part because the light shines upon my ways. The light of Christ that lives in my spirit is released through my words. Then that light goes right to the person that word of knowledge is for and heals them. I've seen countless miracles take place when a word of knowledge releases the light of Christ into hurting and broken people. It's such an awesome feeling and such an honor to participate in someone's miracle breakthrough. To think God has given each one of us the privilege and power to be able to speak a word and see people get healed. Today, I'm going to give you the tools you'll need to be equipped to do the same thing. When you understand this revelation, it will totally change your life and you will never speak the same way again. So in the last program, we were talking about the light of Jesus Christ, how it's a power that can heal you in your body and in your soul. Malachi 4:2 says that the Son of Righteousness, which is Jesus, arises with healing in his wings and his beams of light. Light heals. The word healing in that scripture, he arises with healing, is a Hebrew word marpei, and it means health, healing, and a cure. It also means sound of mind. Your mind is part of your soul. So light brings health, healing, and a cure to your physical body. But it also causes you to be sound of mind. It also causes you to be healed of the woundedness that's in your soul. That's what happens when the Son of Righteousness arises on you with healing in his wings and his beams. You get healed in every part of your being, body, soul, and spirit. Amen? And we talked about how that prophetic word in the Old Testament in Malachi 4:2 of the Son of Righteousness using these powers to heal is fulfilled in the Mount of Transfiguration. It's one of the many fulfillments of that prophetic word. And it said that Jesus told his disciples that they would get to see the kingdom of heaven come in its power, which is dunamis, before they died. And then 6 days later, they go up in the mountain and they got to see the anointing of dunamis fall on Christ. And it looked like light. It looked like glory. Jesus was, his face shone brighter than the sun and his clothes became as white as light and a cloud of glory overshadowed him. You see, that was the fulfillment of the Son of Righteousness coming with healing in his wings, which is his glory and his beams of light. He was being endowed, invested, anointed with more glory and more light so that he could go out and arise on people, releasing the very powers that he had just received on the mountain. We've been talking about dunamis and what it's made of and that it is made of light. In the last programs, we talk about how much light heals. We talk all about the various scriptures that show that light heals. We talked about Isaiah 30, where it says that moonlight becomes like sunlight, and sunlight one day becomes like 7 days, all contained in one. And that acceleration of the light will happen in the day that God binds up the hurts of his people and heals their wounds brought upon by their sin. See, the acceleration of the light that's being released in the universe and the planet right now is for a purpose to, quote, heal our wounds that came from our sin. God is accelerating and intensifying the light of his Son.
not only its very presence and its nature, but the revelation that he's giving to the church to understand the light of Christ and how it is a tool to heal specifically the wounds in our soul and our physical bodies. Now, in this session, we're going to talk about how when we speak, light literally is released through our words, through our voice, through our decrees. And that light then goes into people's bodies and souls to heal them, or into our own bodies and souls to heal us. Amen? Let me build a biblical foundation for this. So when God spoke in Genesis 1, he created light, didn't he? Why did he create light first? Why was it the first thing he created? Because it was who he is. That's what 1 John 1:5 says, that this is the message of promise, which we have heard from him and now reporting to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. See, one of the reasons why God created light first is because he is light. So when he opened his mouth, what came out of him? What he is. He is light. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When God spoke, he spoke himself, and he is light. Amen? We are made in the image of God. So when we speak, God has decreed that the light that is in us will be released through our voice, through our words, through our decree. Look up the word voice in the New Testament. The root of that word in the Greek means this, listen, to bring forth into the light, to cause to shine, to shed light, to shine, to be bright and resplendent. According to the Strong's Concordance, our voice releases light. It causes it to shine, to be bright, to be resplendent. How many of you ever quoted Job 22:28? You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You've all quoted that, right? Well, now listen to the entire verse in its wholeness. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and the light will shine upon your ways. When you decree things, your voice does what the word voice means. It sheds forth light. It shines light. And that's why things are established. Because when you decree a thing, they are established because the light is now shining upon your ways. You've heard much testimony, much scripture that proves that the light of Christ is just not this, oh, let me be filled with the light. Yes, it's illuminating my darkness. No, it's really illuminating your darkness. The light of Christ is a power to heal, a power to bring breakthrough, a power to cause our inner man to be delivered of all the wounds that have come upon us from sin and trauma. And when we get a breakthrough in the soul, what happens? Everything around us becomes different, changed. All our circumstances begin to bow the knee to us. Families get back together. Divorces no longer happen. Children come back into the home. Sickness in the body leaves. Our finances increase. We will be prospered and be in health even as our soul is prospered. Light is a power. And when we speak, that light, our voice comes out. When we decree a thing, they are established because the light shines upon our ways. You know, in Psalm 119, it says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Now, most people, when they hear that scripture, they go, okay, yes, it means that when you read the word of God or you hear a word from God, it brings light. It brings understanding, revelation, and it does mean that. But if you really look up the words there in the Hebrew, you'll find that it also means the entrance of our words give light. That word, words there, it actually means this in the Hebrew, speech, speaking, utterance. So now let me replace that into Psalm 119, and you could basically read it like this. The entrance of thy speech gives light. The entrance of thy speaking gives light. The entrance of thy utterance gives light. God's words, Jesus' words, our words, when they're directed by the Spirit of God, release the light. Where does that light come from? Think about it. Who lives in us? Jesus. What does the Bible say about Jesus? He is the light of the world. Man, he is the light of the world. What does it say in Hebrews 1:3 about Jesus? This is in the Amplified. It says that he is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine. Jesus Christ is a light being. That's not a New Age term. I got that straight out of the Amplified. He is a light being, and inside of you lives that light being. Your spirit man is full of light. And the Lord says he has decreed that our words, when we decree a thing, it is established because the light shines upon our ways. He has established in the universe the process of this being the gate to let out the light. You've got light in here. This is the gate that lets it out. Do you understand?
When we teach inmates how to receive healing in their soul, we see real results. I am living proof that a career criminal can be transformed to the point of being able to change the world. Jesus said, "Send out harvesters into the field." Guess what? Some of those harvesters are in prison. There are millions of people waiting for their kingdom assignment. We just need to get them healed, trained, and released into their destiny. For several years, this has been our mission, and now you can help.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a life change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus 4-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul.
I was chronically sick for years and nothing brought relief. Then God gave me this powerful teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul. That's when I got miraculously healed. This CD set answers questions about the wounded soul that I haven't addressed on this program. It also includes easy to follow steps to getting your family healed too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Now, it says about Jesus in Hebrews that he is a light being, the outraying radiance of the divine. You see, Jesus sends out his rays to heal us, and we do too. We send out the light being that's in us. We send out those rays of light to heal ourselves, to heal other people, and we do that by speaking. What did Jesus say in Matthew 5:14? He said, "You are the light of the world." Remember, John 8, he said, "I am the light of the world." But then what did he say after that? "You are the light of the world." He's saying that not only is he the light in the world, but because he lives in us, we are the light of the world. And he says this in the rest of Matthew 5. He says, "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house." See, we are called by Christ to not only realize this biblical truth that Christ lives in us, but we are called to be a city on a hill where everyone can see, and we're supposed to be up there on the hill releasing the light that's in us. We're supposed to release the light we are carrying to the world. And when we do, the world will start getting healed. Amen? Look, I'm not trying to build a new doctrine. I'm just trying to share with you some exciting verses and scripture that I've seen in the Bible. Do you receive that you are the light? Do you want to outray it like Jesus does? This is one of the ways you do it. You decree a thing and it's established because the light shines upon your ways. Remember what the word voice means. It means to shine forth light. You open your mouth and you speak and light comes out. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus healed people with his words. He healed people with his words. Why? Because he's a light being. And the word voice means to shine forth light. So every time Jesus would speak, what was he releasing through his words? Light. He was releasing the light that he is. Remember, it says the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings and his beams of light. So Jesus would heal people. And one of the many ways he did it, one of the many ways he arose on them with those beams of light is by speaking words. He would tell people, arise, pick up your mat and walk, and they would get up off their mat. He would say to lepers, be clean, and they would be clean. He would deliver people by commanding, speaking words, telling demons to come out. He would verbally rebuke fevers, and they would leave. He spoke to a withered hand. He said, stretch out your hand, and then it was healed. He said to the deaf and dumb people, you know, ears be open, tongue be loosed. And the ears would open and the tongue would be loosed. He said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. And he did. Amen. Jesus didn't lay hands on everybody. Many times he would just speak and that person would be healed. Amen. Now, what did Jesus himself say about his words? See, he used his words to heal. What did he say about his words? John 6, he says, my words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, right? So every time he spoke a word, it would bring life to someone. That word life actually refers to the life given to the soul, the abundance of life in God given to our soul. So when he would speak these words, light would come out of him, and his soul would be healed. The person's soul would be healed that he was ministering to. Amen? Jesus. Remember what he said in John 8? I am the light of the world, and my light brings life. So Jesus is saying, my words bring life, and my light brings life. My words bring life, and my light brings life. What does that mean? My words are full of light, and they bring life. Amen? Our words can be full of light, which will bring life to people. We need to be aware of this. You need to know what power you have. You don't even understand what's happening when you're praying for someone. When you're standing there praying for someone, if you could see in the spirit, you would see light coming out with your decrees, because that's what you're doing. You're decreeing a thing, and it is being established because the light is shining upon your ways. I remember I was in prison once speaking a message to prisoners, and my worship team leader was with me, and she had very amazing seer vision. And as I was preaching an amazing message about the truth of healing and about the truth of the gospel and about the truth of the cross and the resurrection, all of a sudden she saw literally fire come out of my mouth. She said she'd never seen anything like it before. We have to understand our words are so powerful, and they're releasing the kingdom. They can release the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Amen? Why do you think that I have you at the end of almost every single program, we do a healing activation, right? And what's the one thing that we really focus on? Decreeing scripture over ourselves, right? Why? Because now you're getting all kinds of light. You're decreeing stuff. Your voice is releasing light as you're doing it. But you're decreeing scripture. What does scripture do? John 5, James 5 says, scripture has the power to save our souls. One of the reasons why scripture has the power to save your soul is because it's full of light. It says in Psalm 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen? So when you speak those scriptures, you're getting all kinds of light that's being released. And what does light do? It heals. It heals your body and your soul. Amen? Now let's talk about long-distance healing. How many of you have ever prayed for a person that was not in the same room as you? How many of you have actually had a miracle happen when you prayed for a person not in the same room as you? Amen? Jesus did it all the time. Jesus did it all the time. He healed long-distance all the time. How did he do it? He spoke, didn't he? He spoke words, didn't he? He would speak a word, and what happened? His voice, because the word voice means to shine forth light, his voice would be the gate that opened and released the light that was in him, because he is a light being. He was the light of the world. Now, I want you to think about that in a scientific point of view. So here's Jesus. He's in one town, and he would speak a word, and somebody in a whole another town would get healed. Think about it. Because the Bible says that our voice releases light. Job says that when we decree a thing, light comes out. Scientifically, that's the perfect thing to do. Scientifically, God arranged sovereignly for it to be light that would come out when we would speak. Why? Because light travels at 186,000 miles per second. So it can go from where Jesus was at right to the person he was praying for. He could just say the word light and it would already be there. That's what happens when you pray for somebody. That's why your prayers, one of the reasons why your prayers work long distance, because you're filled with the light of Christ. Christ lives in you and he's a light being. And your mouth is the gate that releases the light that's in you. And it can be there as soon as you say, I pray for them that they're healed now. It's already there healing them. And what you need to do is understand that so that you put your faith on a whole new level so that when you're standing there making your decrees, you can get bold. You can be empowered by that biblical revelation and even by the scientific revelation. Wow, if I'm doing this right now, the light is flying to that person. It's already there and it's already penetrating into their body and into their soul. You know, you can be at home watching this program in your room right now, and you can't go lay hands on a friend who has cancer or a loved one who is sick in the hospital, but you can. You can speak a healing word right from your room, and whenever you speak, the light that's in you is going to go right to that person and begin to minister a miracle to them. Amen?
Right now, we're going to do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers because this is how you get healed. We didn't produce these shows to just bring the message. The whole point of the show is to see you get healed so that when you watch the program, something really happens. You get a real tangible miracle. How you get this is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in this super soak. So let's go back to the conference now and let's press in for your miracle.
Okay, now what I want you to do is, I want you to start speaking out loud. You have to speak, you have to open your mouth. Don't sit there with your mouth closed. Your mouth is the gate that allows the light to come out. And I want you to start decreeing every healing scripture or every decree of healing and wellness and wholeness over your body and your soul right now. Go ahead, come on. You can be in your living room right now and you can do it right now. Just start speaking and use your faith to believe that as you do, you're releasing light from your spirit, man. It's going into your house. It's going into your soul. It's going into your physical body. It's going into everything around you. Yes, Lord, we just decree healing over ourselves right now. You send your word and you heal us. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not below. You will bless the Lord, all our soul. Bless the Lord, all our soul, and heal. Who heals all our iniquities, drives out all our diseases. We decree freedom right now over ourselves. We decree excellence in our body, excellence in our soul. As we speak, the light is coming out and going right into our soul and our body. Come on, church, stir yourself up. Speak to your soul. Speak to your body. Release the light that's in your spirit, man. Christ lives in you. Your gate is the mouth. Decree a thing and it will be established because the light will shine upon your ways. Use your voice to shed forth light. Keep going, just a little while longer. Now say amen. Amen. Now we're going to do two more things. I want you to get quiet and ask the Lord for a person you're supposed to speak and decree light over right now. That you're supposed to speak healing over. Somebody that's not in this room. Somebody who needs a healing. Who's either wounded in their soul or their physical body or they're having financial problems or anything else. Just get quiet right now. And Holy Spirit, you tell each person who their assignment is right now. Holy Spirit, speak their assignment clearly to them right now. Who are they supposed to pray for? Might be somebody that you just met. Okay, how many people got their target already? Raise your hand really high. Okay, good. Now, start speaking decrees over them. Decree a thing. Let it be established, because the light will shine upon your ways. Decree healing for their soul, healing for their body, breakthrough in their finances, breakthrough for their families, whatever their issue is. Pray for that and believe that as you're speaking, that light is literally going to them right now at 186,000 miles per hour. If you're in your living room right now, have that target in your mind, that person who you're going to send the prayer to in your mind. They don't have to be in that room. They can be anywhere, in another state, in another country, but begin to speak breakthrough healing decrees over them and put your faith on knowing that the light of Christ in you is being released right at this very minute and going at 186,000 miles per second to that person to bring breakthrough and healing to them. Go ahead. Come on. Come on, church. Stir it up. Intercede for those people. Release light through your words. Release light through your decrees to that person. Send it to them. It's already there, healing them right now. Keep going. Believe it. It's the truth. You're sending them light right now. Remember, the Son of Righteousness arises on us with healing in his wings and his beams of light. Light heals people. You are releasing the light of Christ in you through your words.
I encourage you to continue speaking decrees over the person the Holy Spirit brought to your mind during the healing activation. Spend 15 minutes a day sending the light of Jesus to them through your voice. I believe if you do this simple practice, you're going to see results. When we teach inmates how to receive healing in their soul, we see real results. I am living proof that a career criminal can be transformed to the point of being able to change the world. Jesus said, send out harvesters into the field. Guess what? Some of those harvesters are in prison. There are millions of people waiting for their kingdom assignment. We just need to get them healed, trained, and released into their destiny. For several years, this has been our mission, and now you can help.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a life change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus 4-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul.
I was chronically sick for years, and nothing brought relief. Then God gave me this powerful teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul. That's when I got miraculously healed. This CD set answers questions about the wounded soul that I haven't addressed on this program. It also includes easy to follow steps to getting your family healed too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week is the last installment of our series on the light of Jesus Christ and how it heals the wounds in your soul. I'm going to show you how Jesus healed people long distance through his words, which released the light that was in him. Christ lives in you, so you can do the same thing. This is great news. Your loved ones don't need to be in the same room for you to minister to them. They don't even need to be in the same state. You can decree a thing and it will be established, because the light will shine upon your ways. See you next week.